Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's time to talk about Felix, the pet insurance brand made just for cats. Starting at under $1 a day, you can get whisker-to-tail protection with a plan as unique as your cat. Sorry, dogs. This customizable coverage is exclusively for feline friends. Learn more at felixcatinsurance.com. That's felixcatinsurance.com. Get it? Meow.
Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. Visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms for all terms and limitations.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And happy Friday night to everybody locked in all over North America. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host, Dave Shepard, is holding it down in New York City. And I'm just glad that you're here. Thank you for listening on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, and everybody listening on a smart speaker. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Whatever you're doing on this Friday night, I hope you're safe. And much love to all the Uber drivers out there, moving drunk people around cities. Yeah, y'all deserve it. Hopefully nobody throws up in the back of your car. Anyway, if you want to talk to me, it's simple. The phone number is 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me online. I'm on Twitter, at JR Sport Brief, or X, whatever the hell they call it. And I'm on Instagram, too. Same thing, at JR Sport Brief. Knock yourself out. And I guess if you are in that space, I'm on Facebook, too. Guess what the name is? Yeah, JR Sport Brief. I get started at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. So we've been hanging out for an hour already. If you missed it, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We talked about Joe Burrow being done for the season. We talked about Joe Flacco getting a workout with the Cleveland Browns because Deshaun Watson is also out for the season with that broken shoulder. And then Mark Andrews for the Ravens. This man is out with a broken leg. And so we got some injuries that are already going to factor into how the playoff race shapes up in the AFC. And just in a general sense, if we got to look at some of the injuries to these QBs so far this season, Kirk Cousins is done. We'll talk about him more later on in the show. He tore his Achilles. Daniel Jones busted up his neck again, came back, tore his ACL. Anthony Richardson, one of the big threats or concerns when he came out of college was he was so athletic. How was he going to hold up? Well, he didn't hold up. This man got a busted up shoulder. We won't see him until next year. Deshaun Watson, broken shoulder. I mean, we can go on. We just had another quarterback who just returned. Kyler Murray just back in action for the first time this season. So injuries are the name of the game. Nobody wants to see them, but we know they're inevitable. And we definitely don't want to see them with the star players. Not that you want anybody to get hurt. But the guys who actually drive the league forward, the Burrows of the world. You don't want to see them go down. And so this is going to have an effect on so many things this season. As we continue on here with the show, in a few minutes I'm going to get back to more of your calls. I want to talk about, you know, what does the hierarchy look like right now, specifically in the AFC? We know the Buffalo Bills last year expected to compete for a Super Bowl. Did not happen. Now they're over here sucking wind. We can go on the list. Later on in the show, I do want to talk about Carissa Thompson. First, she said she lied about her sideline reports, and now she's cleaning that up. Russell Westbrook, this man has asked to come off of the bench for the Los Angeles Clippers. We'll get into that. And so we have so much more to do as the show goes on. Let me get to some more of your calls, and then I want to talk about what the AFC currently looks like. 855-212-4CBS. We got Terry. Terry calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, good to talk to you again. As counterintuitive as this is going to sound, the problem with the quarterbacks getting hurt are the rules that were put in place to protect them, in that these offensive coordinators are now incorporating their quarterbacks and using them and encouraging them to act like running backs. Because every time one of these guys hits the ground, even if they slide, that's a bruise on some level. And the more they run and the more they get fatigued, the increased likelihood of getting hurt. And if you're paying these guys guaranteed money that's running a running quarterback, you're a fool. Did you see how much Lamar Jackson was limping last night? He's not going to survive this season either in this conference.
Okay. That makes all the sense in the world. What I would say, or what I know Lamar Jackson would say, and he has said this in the past, he would say, hey, go look at my injuries. They didn't necessarily take place when I was out there scrambling around. They took place behind the line of scrimmage while I was still in the pocket. That has come out of Lamar Jackson's own mouth. What I would also like to see, listening to him say that, is let's take a look at the injuries. So Joe Burrow goes down. Yeah, he can scramble. Nobody's going to mistake him for Lamar Jackson. He went down last night behind the line of scrimmage. I mean, Clowney brought him down to the ground. So it's not a one-size-fits-all thing here, you know? Daniel Jones tears his ACL. He wasn't running anywhere. He was getting ready to throw the rock.
Joe Burrow had his hand landed on by a defensive lineman, and if you watch, and I'm sure you watched the game last night, when Lamar Jackson was getting knocked out of bounds on some of his running plays,
he was going towards the sideline. Yes, but that doesn't.
Yeah,
but what you just said doesn't have anything to do with what I said, especially in relation to Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow, he weren't running out towards no sidelines. Jadeveon Clowney brought him down to the ground and a human fell on him. Like, it's going to happen. It's football.
But, again, going back to his wrist injury, which is now this mythical injury that happened at some point, if you keep knocking your quarterback around, and Joe Burrow's line is trash, and he has to run for his life every game, if you're getting knocked around game after game after game, some of that stuff's cumulative. And that injury could have happened from a previous run as much as it likely could have happened as hitting a helmet in practice.
Sure, absolutely. But this is where things get tricky. And thank you, Terry, for calling from San Diego. I can't believe I'm getting ready to say this. They are playing football. Dudes are going to get their asses whooped. Bones are going to be broken. ACLs are going to get torn. Hands will swell up. Ligaments will break. They are playing football. Alex Smith almost had his leg amputated. Okay? Dudes who get older are getting pushed around in wheelchairs. I've seen this. You've seen this. They're playing football. Do I think, if you're a running quarterback, are you going to get destroyed? Or, yeah, go ask Cam Newton. Ask him about his injuries. Do I think it's a coincidence that the shoulder issues kind of wore him out? No. You drop your shoulder enough, you absorb the punishment, you're going to pay for it. You know, totally unrelated, not a football thing. Go ask Hulk Hogan, why he regrets doing a leg drop for, 20 years. because he kept landing on his hip and his ass, and they had to go ahead and give him a metallic one. Like, that's what happens. That's what's going to take place. And, yes, if a quarterback is running, he's going to be more susceptible to injury. I don't doubt that. But I don't know, because there's a lot of data involved, and I don't have it, I don't know if that would actually lend to be true. Okay, yeah, you're going to take a hit and hits. It's going to accumulate. Well, what's going on with Patrick Mahomes? He's still running around out there. Every now and then he gets out. You know, Russell Wilson has been one of the most durable quarterbacks over the past decade. He's been out there. His leg hasn't been blown out. So, I mean, what is it going to take? Tom Brady's one guy who never ran. And when he did run, he looked like he was running in quicksand. Tom Brady had his knee blown out, and he's just standing there. And so whether you're standing around or you're running, it only takes one time to get got and to end you. How about this? Joe Burrow isn't going to be the last quarterback that goes down this season. Hopefully it's not for the entire year. We're not done with injuries. This is the same crap that happens every year. Not that I'm putting, you know, bad juju out here. Who's to say that I don't know, that Christian McCaffrey doesn't run out there and all of a sudden, poof, disappear. You know, pull a hamstring. You know, what's to say that Deebo Samuel, I mean, we've seen this. Brock Purdy is playing football last season, and I'm like, damn it, I can't wait for this game. And Brock Purdy gets hit in the elbow. He can't throw a ball anymore. It's the name of the game. It's football. Dudes are going to get hurt. Don't worry about it. Soon enough, it'll be flag football. Give it a few years. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Sean calling from Southern California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I got you loud and clear, Sean. How are you?
Okay, excellent, JR. Yeah, excellent. So I want to say this. I don't think it's premature or speculative to talk about Joe Burrow's injury. On the contrary, I think it's actually noteworthy that there is the Cincinnati Bengals actually posted video of him getting off the team bus wearing appeared to be a soft cast, and then took it off social media. Well, now the NFL is investigating why the Cincinnati Bengals did not put him on injured reserve. This is fact. So it's gotten a little bit further than it seems like you're talking about. That's kind of noteworthy.
Sean, I mentioned that on the air.
Oh, okay. I apologize. I did not even hear that part. I just tuned in like about an hour ago. I didn't hear that. I appreciate that.
I've been here for an hour, and I had mentioned that. What I said
I didn't realize that.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you may have mentioned that, but it's still, don't you think that's noteworthy, though? I mean,
Listen, Sean, slow down. I mentioned that. What I'm saying that I am not going to speculate over, of which one of our callers said, was whether or not the injury took place away from the field or away from work or wasn't a football-related injury. What I said was, I'm not going to speculate over that. We just had a whole call about how dangerous football is. And so I'm going to assume if there's an injury that took place, especially for a quarterback, to his hand, I think it might be a safe assumption that it took place on a football field. There's no guarantee that it is, but I'm not going to sit here and say to myself, oh, my God, Joe Burrow showed up in a soft cast or a compression sleeve. And what did he do? Did he get bit by a tiger? Yeah, did he drop a box on his hand? Until there is additional evidence, it is a complete waste of time to speculate the nature of his injury. I'm going to assume it's a football injury. Does that make sense?
Yes, but no. If I could just finish and say the last thing I was going to say, the video of the play where he injured himself, nobody hit him. He grabbed his wrist immediately after throwing the ball. So I rest my case. That's all I want to say as far as that. Nobody hit him on the ground, fell on his wrist. BS. He grabbed his wrist after he released the ball. It's right on video. You can see it. You know, go to YouTube. It's right there. But the second thing I want to ask, this Shep, I don't know if Shep's listening in right now, but hey, Shep, can you answer this? And maybe, JR, you could. Why is it that Joe Flacco for 13 of his 15 years wore number 5, but the last 2 years with the Jets, he wore number 19? Do you know why? I mean, I don't, because I don't.
No, I'm not paying attention to numbers, Sean. Thank you.
Oh, okay, okay. I just didn't know. I thought maybe Shep would know because he's, you know, kind of, you know, the New York thing or whatnot. But hey, JR, I really appreciate you giving me that time to talk with you. Okay,
and Sean, you know, JR hosts on WFAN every week, right?
I think I've heard yes.
What is this? So he would know more than I would.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, you were talking about the New York thing, so you know the teams, the New York, you know, Jets, Giants.
Yeah, yeah. But Sean, you're asking me about his number. I don't care. I wouldn't be able to tell you today what number.
Oh, okay.
Victim.
I mean, I just thought.
Sean, hold on. Oh my God, what are you doing, Sean? Did you drinking coffee tonight or ecstasy? Oh my God, it's Shep. Which one was it? Is it coffee or ecstasy? Giggle. I don't know which one.
No, Sean's a nice guy. I just found it ironic that he goes, Shep, I have a question for you. And I'm thinking to myself, JR is like one of the prominent hosts on WFAN. He would be the person to ask, not me.
And I don't know anything about New York City sports, Shep. I just show up.
Of course not. No, you didn't get started your career with a guy in New York City sports at all or anything like that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did. I did. My first radio anything was in New York. What do I know?
That and, what people got introduced to when it came to JR Sport Brief was what you said about Gary Sheffield.
Yeah, Gary Sheffield. And, yeah, but listen, man, ask me about Joe Flacco's number, bro. I don't know. Like, I don't care.
See, JR,
like, I don't know what number nobody wears.
I do find it troubling, though, that, and I'm gonna put it out there. I know you know where I'm going with this.
I don't.
It does bother me that Joe Flacco, and you say decent, and I don't mean to split hairs here. I think we both agree on Joe Flacco is not going to make any team that's average better. Is that fair to say?
Oh, correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now.
Yeah.
Now, so basically, if we want to surmise that, Joe Flacco is not going to be a quarterback that makes any squat of difference. None
correct.
Whatsoever. Now, with that being said, there are younger guys out there that I feel like have a little bit left more in the tank than Joe Flacco does. Those guys that I'm thinking of are not, and I'm going to say it, are not white. And I feel like there is this mistreatment that a lot of African-American quarterbacks, if they're not great and they fall off, some of them don't get second opportunities the way that guys like Joe Flacco do. I think of RG3. I think of Cam Newton. I know he says some crazy things. JR, you can't tell me that Joe Flacco is going to make more of a difference for an NFL squad than Cam Newton is right now. You can't tell me that.
Yeah, I mean, if you want a dude that's going to be a bulldozer and run through people, I think it depends on what you want. And one of the reasons that nobody is necessarily going to add Cam Newton, I don't think, is so much about the injuries, but it's about the attention that he's going to garner. He said this out of his own mouth, and this is specific to him. As I sit here and this is a terrible thing. It's an Amber Alert going off on my phone right now. Terrible.
Hope everything's okay, by the way.
I hope so, too.
Yeah.
I can't do anything. I'm stuck in the studio, right?
Right. You're kind of stuck.
I mean, look, if I was Batman, I'd jump out this studio right now and make sure this individual is okay.
You'd be a better Batman than George Clooney, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, with that one with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jim Carrey.
So Schwarzenegger was the fourth Batman.
Nicole Kidman was in that,
Jim Carrey was in the same one as Nicole Kidman. That was Val Kilmer Batman. That was Batman Forever.
Who was in the one with Clooney?
That,
Schwarzenegger.
That was Alicia Silverstone, and Schwarzenegger was Mr. Freeze, yes.
And wasn't
Uma.
What's the little man?
Uma Thurman. No, that was the second one. That was Batman Returns. That was with Michelle Pfeiffer. Michael Keaton was also the Batman for round number two that time. The real great Batman is the Jack Nicholson one, the original.
Yeah.
With Christopher Walken.
See, it shows you how much I remember how bad it is.
By the way,
that George Clooney. It was Cat. No, that wasn't Catwoman, was it? No,
Catwoman
was after.
Catwoman was Halle Berry, but the Catwoman that was in Batman was Michelle Pfeiffer.
They don't need to make another Batman for like 20 years.
Oh, they've made a lot of Batmans. I mean, Ben Affleck.
We don't
was,
need no more. Do we need any more Batman movies? Stick to the Joker.
But JR, The Dark Knight, anyone will tell you this. Ask anyone on the line right now. One of the best movies. One of the best pieces
of cinema.
Well,
we ain't talking about that. We all know that. But that's Batman. Yeah, but what I'm saying is we don't need any more Batmans for the next 20 years. Stick to the Joker. Doesn't the Joker come out in the next, less than a year?
There's a sequel with, like, Joaquin and Harley, and then Lady Gaga's Harley Quinn. But, JR, you can't tell me, like, a Dark Knight wouldn't be greatly appreciated in 2023? like a movie of that caliber?
Shep, we know that.
Right.
That's not what I'm saying.
Yes.
It's been made already. What I'm saying is we do not need any more Batmans for the next 20 years.
Would you say that about Fast and the Furious? Would you say that about...
I've never seen Fast and the Furious.
Well, if it's a great movie, it doesn't matter if it's another Batman. If it's great cinema, it's great cinema, JR.
Nah, I don't need no stink. We got enough Batmans.
They've made
enough Batman movies over the past 30, 40 years.
If they make a Batman with Michael B. Jordan, you're not seeing that?
I'd be like, why are they doing this right now? I would watch it out of curiosity, not out of necessity.
Okay, so if there's talent...
Bruh, let me put it to you this way.
Yes.
I haven't seen a Marvel movie, I don't know, in 15 years. I haven't seen any of these Marvel movies.
Wow.
I haven't seen Spider-Man since Tobey Maguire. You want to know why? Because I had enough.
You haven't seen the Tom Holland one?
No. Do you hear what I just said?
Yeah, you haven't seen one since Tobey Maguire.
Yes.
That's unbelievable.
You look, Shep, after looking at these things in comic books, after seeing them on television, after seeing the movies, I don't need to see every 5 years a different iteration of Spider-Man. No, thank you. I know we got a black Afro-Puerto Rican one and Miles Morales. I can wait, bro. I talk about sports and I make money. I'm not watching, eight... and 9 and 10, what are these things called? Marvel. And I love Marvel. I love it. But I don't need to see every movie. I saw Black Panther. I saw the last Transformers that came out. You know, but I don't care. Every year we need a new Batman? Every 4 years? No thanks.
I get your point. I hear you.
Like, I'm good. And one day I'll have enough time to sit down and binge watch it. But now I ain't got no time.
Yeah, that's what you get.
I got to sit here and worry about Joe Flacco being ass, okay?
And being decent, got it.
Yeah, he's decent. He's decent enough. He ain't winning you nothing, not losing you nothing. He just exists. Must be nice. And to your point, yes, there are a lot of black folks who have to work a little bit harder to get attention and don't necessarily get a second chance. That's unfortunately a way of life. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'll get to more of your calls. We'll actually hear from some of the teams that I find to be some of the best remaining teams in the AFC that actually have a chance to win a Super Bowl. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Long time listener, first time caller, love your show. I like how you spit the truth.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. With all of these injuries all over the damn place, especially to the quarterbacks, AFC, I feel like there's a little bit of a shakeup, right? You know, there was always the possibility that the Cincinnati Bengals could go on a little bit of a run. They looked like they were trying to do so. Last night would have been a nice start. But Joe Burrow is now out, torn ligament, I should say, in his wrist. We won't see this dude for the rest of the season. Something that he's used to, especially the last time he went down, season-ending injury with that torn ACL. And so now when you take a look at the AFC, like, who are the top teams? The Buffalo Bills aren't necessarily hitting on all cylinders right now. They just had to go out there and fire their offensive coordinator, Ken Dorsey, elevating Joe Brady. We know the New York Jets, man, they had to deal with an injury right out of the gate with Aaron Rodgers. And they're trying to stay alive as they get ready to take on Buffalo. And so let's actually hear from the Buffalo Bills' new offensive coordinator, Joe Brady. He was feeling good about Josh Allen. Listen to this.
I believe Josh Allen is the best quarterback in the NFL, and it excites me that I get an opportunity to call plays with him. And because I know, I feel like you can look down at the play call and whatever you call, Josh Allen is going to find a way to make it work. And there's a lot of confidence in that.
Okay. Well, I guess the benefit is he'll be taking on the New York Jets. And even though the New York Jets defense is good, their offense sucks. And so, Josh Allen, don't turn the ball over. There should be no reason why Buffalo Bills at home in Buffalo Sunday afternoon. There should be no reason why they don't outscore the New York Jets. The New York Jets couldn't put the ball in the end zone by accident right now if they actually needed to. How about this? The Miami Dolphins. This is a benefit to them. I know their offense, dynamic. They put up 70 points against the Broncos. People look at them. They're going to be taking on and actually hosting Las Vegas this upcoming Sunday. Tua Tagovailoa, I know there were a lot of concerns as to whether or not he is going to stay healthy or was going to stay healthy. There was legitimate concern that he might step away from the game this past offseason. But he's here. And we haven't heard or said a damn thing about a concussion, which I think is beautiful. Dolphins are currently 6-3, putting up more points than anybody. And they got the Raiders coming up. Their head coach, Mike McDaniel, said, yeah, we might be sitting at the top of the AFC East right now, but we're always looking to get better.
I think they know they're fully – they know that they're committed more to each other and to their craft than they ever have been before as individuals. And I'm serious, like – every guy in our team is in that process or in that moment of going, how much better can I get? How much more can I do? What can I do with my game? You stack a bunch of people, or you, when the list of the people that are, have the same mindset, that competitive mindset to be them best selves together, that to me is what, more than anything, is an energy of preparedness, commitment, and you know, like they're very confident because they know they've put in the work. They know they're talented, and that doesn't mean we know or expect to win every game. We expect to learn from every game.
Well, was he drinking? I mean, damn, didn't they just come off of a bye week? Shep, that man ain't getting no rest. Well, I know he's a head coach, but I mean, sheesh.
I'm sorry.
You all right?
I'm good. So
forget I asked you. Drink some water.
Sorry,
do something.
Hold on, Derek. I want to answer your question. So Mike McDaniel has the most interesting press conferences of any head coach in any sport. There's a clip of him. Which we can't play. I wish we could, because you can bleep it, but it doesn't have the same effect. Where he basically says, "You better not effing doubt that person." And he says, "Oh, whoops, sorry. I thought I was." He's so tired, and he goes, "Sorry, I thought I was in a team meeting."
Look, I hope he's not tired on Sunday. They just came off of a bye.
I hope he doesn't burn out. Like, he looks like he's going to burn out at some point. It's going to be like a Sean McVay.
What is he, 35,
no,
6, 7, 8?
No, he looks young. I think he's 41.
Oh, he's still young.
He's still very young. But Sean
McVay. He ain't Andy Reid.
Well, I mean, let's be. But here's the thing. Andy Reid delegates. Like, I think if you're Mike McDaniel, Sean McVay, I don't think you understand what the word delegate means. It's why Sean McVay, it's like, what happened to that guy?
He was thinking about quitting.
Right, but he has one foot out the door. He does. Because it when you listen to Sean McVay and you watch him coach, it's not the same guy he was 2 years ago winning a Super Bowl. It's not the same guy he was 4 years ago going against Bill Belichick in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, because he won it. I mean, come on.
He's content. He's satisfied now. He doesn't have that. He doesn't have the hunger in the belly. Mike McDaniel's got a little too much hunger in the belly, and
he
needs the eating
nap.
Kind. He does.
He needs a nap. He needs a 5-hour. What's some? You do healthy stuff, I think. Yeah. What are some healthy things for energy? Educate the audience.
No, I mean phytochemicals. Tea in the morning is incredibly impactful. Oh. You don't want to have caffeine at night because it disrupts your sleep. You want to make sure you're getting 8-9 hours of sleep, and that goes out the window when you're a head football coach in the NFL. That just does not happen. I would also say you want to make sure you have fruits. You want to make sure you have lean protein. You want to make sure you have complex carbohydrates. You want to make sure you have foods that are high in fiber. You don't want to eat fast food, especially stay away from Taco Bell, because that will mess up your bowels, your bowel movement. And I would just say, if you are Josh McDaniels and even me right now, and I got to do a better job of it as I speak to you, JR, is you got to stay hydrated. You got to stay hydrated throughout the day, and it actually tricks your immune system and your digestive system because it thinks it's food, and so you're actually not adding any fat. You're just storing energy into your body, so you're making yourself feel full without actually putting on any calories.
Look at you, Dr. Shep.
Well, listen, you're a man of many talents. I mean, how many people can do what you do for a living and also be an expert in music? I don't know if enough people know that about you, by the way, that you are equally knowledgeable in the music industry.
I prefer not to work in music anymore.
No, I'm not saying you want to work there, but I'm just saying you're talking like I'm this guy who's multi-talented. Like, I don't think people realize how much you know about that world.
That's fine. People don't need to.
Okay.
I'm sitting here talking about sports. They don't need to know what I know.
And you're not making up things, unlike other people we know or know of.
Oh. You talking about Carissa Thompson?
It's for JR. Her apology.
Well, how about this?
Yes.
Let's get to her in another hour from now.
Okay. Okay.
Not an hour. 30 minutes.
Okay.
Deal?
That's a deal, man. I'm curious what you have to say. This really bothers me. It really bothers me that so many people in powerful seats right now aren't willing to do a damn thing about this either.
All right. Well, we'll talk about her in 30 minutes. We're going to take calls on the other side of the break. I'm not done with the AFC. I want to tell you the two teams at the top of the AFC that I think have the best chance of going to the Super Bowl. I'll share that with you on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the first day that I've heard your show. And what a find. Great show. You have a smooth delivery in the way that you handle talk radio.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, some people wouldn't know smooth if it smacked them across the face. I'm just hanging out, just being me. I ain't doing nothing, not trying to be anybody, not trying to sound like anybody, not worried about anybody else. I'm just me. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk about lying reporters about 20 minutes from now at the top of the hour. You know, we were talking about some of the top teams in the AFC, especially knowing some of the injuries that have taken place. No Deshaun Watson, no Joe Burrow. The two teams in Ohio, unfortunately, are screwed right now. But I don't think it's too much of a surprise to say the Baltimore Ravens, even with Mark Andrews going down, and then also the Kansas City Chiefs, I would say that those are the two top and safe bets to come out and represent the AFC. Is that a shock? It shouldn't be. Hell no. The Baltimore Ravens have gotten close and close and close, but haven't gotten over the hump. And then when they haven't gotten close, it's pretty much a matter of whether or not Lamar Jackson is healthy. Well, for right now, he is healthy. The other teams in the AFC North are dealing with injuries. And then there's Kenny Pickett, which it's not an injury, but let's not worry about that too much. The AFC South, anybody looking at a Super Bowl contender coming out of the AFC South? I mean, what, Jacksonville is going to turn it on? I expect them to go into the playoffs, but are they going to go on a run? Am I going to, you know, put them in the upper echelon? As it stands right now today, I would go Kansas City, Baltimore, and then Miami. And then we can still keep Buffalo in the mix. And then, yeah, they'll probably be a surprise team that'll go on a run. But I think Baltimore and Kansas City, as of today, knowing what we know, that those are probably the two best and surefire picks in the AFC. Moving forward to this week, Kansas City Chiefs, they got a big matchup. Monday Night Football, it's a rematch of the Super Bowl. Philadelphia, the Eagles, they're going to take their 8-1 record. They're going to head into Kansas City. And Kansas City with Andy Reid, I should say, 31-6 after a bye. After a bye week, 31-6. So if you want to throw some money down, Kansas City might be the safe bet. Patrick Mahomes, he says, look, it's a Super Bowl rematch. Of course it's going to be a great game.
Yeah, it's going to be a great game. great, like you said, you got great teams in general. I mean, obviously Jalen's a great quarterback, but I think just the full entire team on both sides is you never know how the game's going to go. It could be high scoring, it could be low scoring, but two teams that usually find a way to get a win and playing on Monday Night Football in front of the whole world, it's going to be a great game, and I'm glad it's at Arrowhead.
Yeah. Well, they sell barbecue at Arrowhead, so it's nice, right? I told you about the Ravens. They are the other team. We know that they were in action. They've already started off this week, 11 last night. Mark Andrews went down. I still think they're going to be a major threat. You know, Kansas City also, by the way, isn't getting, I think, the attention that they deserve when it comes to their defense. And the Ravens, man, there's nobody in the NFL right now who allows less points than them on a per-game basis. John Harbaugh, head coach of these Ravens, he talked about the team moving forward. This is what he said.
Coach, as you mentioned, tough loss on Sunday, and now in a short week, the Ravens rebound and get that victory. Coming into another longer week on Saturday Night Football next week, where does this mean to you to see your team win?
See, there's a good question, right? Yeah, we'll be excited about it. You know, the guys get a little time off, though, get a chance to take a breather and rest a little bit, then they'll come in Tuesday afternoon and they'll be ready to go to work and get ready for the Chargers.
Yeah, that'll be Sunday afternoon, or Sunday Night Football, I should say, following Thanksgiving. And we know what the Chargers do. They know how to choke away a game. Hey, good luck to the Ravens. I think they'll be okay even with no Mark Andrews. And I know Odell Beckham Jr. suffered a little bit of a shoulder injury. He was okay, still went to the post game and spoke to Amazon. If he is rounding into shape and if he can stay healthy, then they certainly have another weapon along with Zay Flowers that they wouldn't typically have. Now we know that Mark Andrews with that broken leg likely gone for the year. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Ramon is calling from Indianapolis. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, JR? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, what's up?
You put it so eloquently, and you're right, injuries happen. I think Baltimore has been the team that is more resilient because they've dealt with so many of them over the last definitely 3 years. I think when the last couple of times Lamar been hurt, has been in the pocket, contrary to what people want to believe. Matter of fact, Harvard did a study of injuries of quarterbacks in and out the pocket, and it's pretty much 50-50. So all the criticism of who runs and this and the third, you're right when you brought up Brady. That was in the pocket. Many others have been hurt in the pocket. So I think they will do fine. I believe you're right with them being second. I like them coming out second. Odell Beckham, too, that shoulder. I didn't like that towards the end of the game. That kind of, because he was trying his groove. He had a good game yesterday. I thought that was tough. But I wanted to ask you, you know, Shannon Sharp and Ocho, he's got this nightcap and he has this thing about, you know, after Lamar done lost Sunday, you know, we got to talk about Lamar. But then I've been looking since last night and I haven't seen anything. It's like that's that bias, kind of like your producer was talking about. If you don't criticize everybody, my motto is just criticize everybody. Keep it like it is. Josh Allen, you name it. Keep it like it is, and we don't have that problem. If you're going to have this big show Monday tomorrow, we got to talk about Lamar. After they lost that game, then why you didn't talk about him after last night? And that's what I think leads to what your producer talks about and me, almost 60, studying the media. And how now we don't like it because podcasts, Gilly the Kid, them are telling it. Hey, we're going to tell it like it is, and nobody wants to hear that garbage, and that's what we appreciate about you. Thanks, JR.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate you, Ramon, for calling from Indianapolis. I didn't think we'd hear about Gilly on this show. $1 million worth of game? I didn't know we'd be talking about that. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got Rick here from Toronto. What's up, Rick? You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Well, thank you for taking my call, Julian Jackson. First of all, the reason I'm calling, I'm a little bit early. I was basically going to talk about Carissa Thompson's remarks earlier. And I feel that her and Aaron Andrews and the network known for their big lies caused a lot of problems. By the way, Joe Flacco had to wear number 19. Five, because Mike White wore number 19. The reason I'm calling is because this example of Carissa Thompson's attitude for basically lying what she did about 15 years ago when she was starting out in the business. This is a proof that people do not trust the media in the United States. Basically, that was the reason why people were mad at her. And people in the sideline reporters, including they, I have to be. I saw the 20-minute segment. Listened to the 20-minute segment the other night with you and your attitude towards sideline reporters, and that was not very good for them. They are journalists, and people are not happy the way Krista Thompson acted on that podcast, and that's why people are mad at her what she did. And I think I'll conclude with this following statement before the Grey Cup with Green Day on Sunday.
Hold on a second. Shep, he getting ready to talk about the CFL? Now, what's he getting ready to say? The Grey Cup?
It's a Rick from Toronto call, JR. You sound surprised. You sound surprised.
No, I'm not surprised. I forgot who that was.
Yeah, that's Rick from Toronto.
That's the guy. Let me bring him back.
He loves. Let me tell you something. He lives for your show, man.
Does he?
Yeah.
My show?
Yeah.
Does he call your show too?
He does call my show, and I love having Rick, but he truly loves your show.
Let's ask him. Hey, Rick.
Yes.
Do you love my show? Is Shep true? Is he telling the truth?
Well, I'm calling you tonight.
That's not what we asked.
Yes.
Shep said
that
you love my show.
Yeah, I listen to your show. I like it.
No, I didn't ask you if you listen. I know you listen. You called up. Do you love the show?
I can't comment on that. I'm not.
Oh, see, Shep, come on now. Shep, I told you. Why are you making up lies for this man?
I'm not making up anything. Rick calls all the time. And he's like, man, I can't wait to get on. I go, that's great, Rick. And when you say you can't wait to get on, and that's a consistent saying from Rick, clearly he loves to be a part of the show, therefore he loves your show. He hasn't said that verbatim. Just because Rick wants to play all tough guy right now, I can't help that.
Oh, he doesn't want – he's a tough guy.
Rick's coming off like a tough guy right now.
He's sitting at home in his his pajamas with the footies on him right now.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. I think so.
I don't know. He's probably
Rick,
watching,
you got the pajamas with the footies on?
No. I have
okay.
My...
Oh, Shep. The answer's yes, Shep.
Yeah, yeah. That's what
the answer's
it
yes
like.
There. Probably hey, Rick, go ahead and finish up, man. Just finish on your Grey Cup so we can hit the break. Go ahead.
Just want to add that. Hello?
Yeah, you're live on the radio. Talk about your Grey Cup.
Okay, Grey Cup. Basically, Green Day is going to be in Hamilton on Sunday before I go. Before I conclude, I have to make the following statement by Catherine Tappan, and I think it's direct to you. To those commenting on the irrelevant role of sideline reporters, beat it. We are journalists. These actions are not normal. Catherine Tappan from NBC. That's what she thinks of people who think her job is irrelevant. Okay, thank you very much, time. Have a good evening. Sorry about the length. Thank you, bye.
Did he call from was that a landline phone? That's a landline.
It was absolutely a landline.
That's a landline.
Yeah.
It was I know what a landline. You don't hear it too often.
No.
But he called from a landline from Canada.
Listen, when you host as much as you do, JR, you actually prefer a landline. You'd rather have that than the aliens that seem to be abducting people in the background.
Oh, well, yeah. So, yeah, I guess when you're tethered to a wall.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was a digital landline, right? He wasn't calling me from a rotary phone.
I don't think so.
He could. Could have been calling from a rotary. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. That man just brought up, I don't know if I want to call her lying journalist, sideline reporter. It's Carissa Thompson. She explained her lie, that she makes up reports on the sidelines. We'll hear from her, and I'll explain what she said. And I'll tell you why I don't care. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people. Because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop and save 40% site-wide plus doorbuster deals at Blinds.com's Black Friday early access sale happening now. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.